AC Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back again for another edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, on K-State University on this Tuesday. You want to say early evening, January 13th, 2025. Thank you so much for tuning into the latest edition of the podcast. Football, mental health, basketball, indoor track and field coming on Friday, and so much more. Again, this other quote-unquote K-State podcast, all things K-State sports here. I'm trying to get wind down here a little bit. Thereafter, finally, somewhat of a normal day for me. So it's a good day. Good day. Thankful for the opportunity to do what I do and also come on here and talk K-State more. K-State sports here, and I had my tablet for a minute, and I took it down. Let me pull it back up here real quick. Yeah, so tomorrow night, we're going around the horn once again, around the Big 12 shoot-around. Obviously, we know what the task at hand, folks. Task at hand for this team, this K-State men's basketball team I'm talking about. You know, losing, they have lost three straight, in their third, and that's including the first three Big 12 conference games there in the last 2 weeks there. BYU, obviously, we know what happened there at home, ranked opponent, and then Arizona, you lose that. We knew that was going to happen in Arizona State. The games that you need to win them games. And then K-State, at the end of the day, despite nearly 50 points between P.J. Haggerty and Abdi Bashir Jr., still could not get it done at all. So now in UCF, they were 25th ranked the last time I checked on here. And that was last week, and they're not ranked actually. So, but still, UCF still a good ball club. They're in K-State. They need a spark somewhere tomorrow night. And oh, by the way, that is 7 o'clock in Bramah's Coliseum. They're K-State. This is a big week for K-State. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what the experts say. You know what I'm saying? They might downplay it a little bit. K-State, they need to come out with such urgency and beat this team. They need to win. They need to come out and play desperately. You're at home. Play desperate basketball. Play like it's no tomorrow. That's just plain. That's just simple. Simple as that, because you lose these two games. UCF coming up tomorrow night. Of course, we'll have postcasts after the game. And usually the women's team usually plays on Wednesday. Not this week. They don't play until Saturday. But UCF, yeah, they lost the other night. So they're out of the conversation for right now. You can put them out of their misery and give them their say a loss of conference play. We'll see about that. But yeah, this team needs to play desperately. And for whatever reason, the last couple years, this rebounding issue has come right back up, folks. So, at the end of the day, end of the night, K-State, you cannot go on, at the end of this week, you cannot go 0-5. That is the bottom line. You're already in the hole anyway. So, that's the bottom line there. And what have I said the last couple of days? At the end of the day, it doesn't matter what your star player does. It don't even matter what your two stars do. Or even you can take Dave Castillo in there. You want to win basketball games at the end of the day. Just what Tess Hill talked about 2 weeks ago. Right, and Tess Hill's been playing out of her mind recently herself. We have talked about, we had documented it on this podcast. But yeah, absolutely. So tonight, actually, as I'm sitting here recording this podcast, I'm recording this podcast ahead of, let's see, KU taking on Iowa, undefeated Iowa State. Let me see here. West Virginia at 7th-ranked Houston. It's 2nd-ranked Iowa State at KU tonight. And it's Baylor. And then K-State's next opponent, their weekend opponent, down in Stillwater to take on Oklahoma State, who's 13-3. That's tomorrow. Let me see if I can get pulled. Besides our game tomorrow, what else is going on there? So there's a lot of games going on between now and tomorrow night. Also, we go to tomorrow. All right, it's well talked about our game there as well. Before that, an hour before that, Colorado at Cincinnati. And then your later games, that which is including Utah and Texas Tech, who's ranked 15th ranked in the country right now, number one Arizona, hosting Arizona State. And then TCU has to go to Provo and face off against BYU. So there's that. The Pro Budget Podcast, all things K-State sports. Man, I got to get some ice on this. All right, so, yeah, so Pro Budget Podcast. try to ignore some of this pain. Wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify, iTunes, you know what it is. Pro Budget Podcast, all things K-State sports. And, of course, make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about the Pro Budget Podcast, all things K-State sports. We'll take a look at the standings here real quick. Oh, boy, I had it on here. Yep, before we let y'all go here on this Tuesday evening, I did record something early this morning. Since I'm now back on somewhat of a normal schedule now, podcast recording is going to be at a premium. So at least I'm going to try to get out, at least record one, at least try to something recurrent with between K-State sports. We got plenty in the chamber. So that don't worry about that. And that's not including what's going to come up on the backside of this week with postcast. And of course, it's the beginning of women's tennis. And what I said at the top of the podcast here tonight, indoor track and field. But Arizona, four teams that are undefeated in the conference. Two of them are undefeated overall. Talking about Arizona and Arizona State, you got the number one, number two teams in the Big 12 right now. And then you have BYU sitting there in Houston. So Houston is ranked 7th in the country. I mentioned that BYU is 11th. Then Texas Tech down here with UCF, Colorado, and West Virginia at 2-1 in the conference. Texas Tech, as I mentioned just a minute ago, 15th ranked. KU looking for the upset at home. Yeah, I said that. Let me say that again. KU looking for the upset at home. KU 11-5. They're still better than us. 11-5. But they're 1-2 right now in the conference play. They're that along with TCU, Oklahoma State, and Arizona State, who beat K-State last week. And K-State in the last tier of teams who have not won a conference game yet. Baylor, Utah, and Cincinnati have yet to win games. They're all 0-3. Baylor's 10-5. K-State, your K-State men's basketball team right now, 9-7. Utah, 8-8. And so is Cincinnati as well. So that we're setting the stage right there. Can Jerome Tank in this team? You're at home for one. You got, this is no rain round. You got to have to find a way, some way. Even Jerome Tang said it. We got to have an opportunity. You had an opportunity against BYU. Didn't do that. We're going to skip Arizona for a minute. And you had shit. You got a definite, damn sure chance to beat Arizona State. You didn't do that either. So what's to make that same thing? You're going to have an opportunity to beat UCF coming off a loss. So there's that as well. You're going to have that going on. And then you're having Oklahoma State. And Oklahoma State is a late tip, which is interesting enough. 9 o'clock in down in Stillwater. Now I prefer 7 o'clock. But I digress on that. but yeah, so either way, it don't matter what time it is. Whether it's 9 o'clock in the morning or 10 o'clock at night, don't matter. K-State, you need to come out and win this ball game. Play desperate basketball. You're at home. You're getting UCF at home. UCF been getting teams ever since they got into the Big 12. We're talking basketball. We're not talking football right now. That they've been on point. Getting team. Now, K-State ain't ranked. No. K-State ain't ranked. But UCF, when they're at home, they get the better of the teams. And K-State right now, opportunity exists. You got an opportunity here. Get on the board. Get some momentum going. Get some positivity going in this team. Because they go on 5. I think this fan base is going to shut it down. With the rise of the re-rising of K-State football, Colin Klein, what they're doing in the transfer portal, a great staff, and all that. Now, the roster, yet to be determined. Now, we do know some of the players that are coming back, and we do know some players that are coming onto the team in the upcoming season, which is still ways out. But before we know it, we might be sitting here talking. We're going to be sitting here talking football here before we know it. But spring ball, still a little bit away. But season is ways away still. But this fan base is going to shut it down. There is no in a year, critical year. Even Alex talked about it. But last year, which, by the way, we'll get him on here at some point. I'm hoping by the end of the month, try to get him back on the show here. And by the way, speaking of here on the show, on iTunes, Spotify, where you get your podcast, he'll be on the main feed. Yeah, it's been a minute since he's been on the actual main feed. more on that there later. I got to reach out to him here. Probably this weekend at some point. All right, sometime. I just got to go do it. But yeah, man, so in a critical year where this team needed to get into the tournament, this is not going to cut it. This is way off into more times they keep losing games and all that, the further away that reality pulls out of the hat. That's just what it is right now for this team. 9-7 is not going to cut it. 0-3 is not going to cut it. I don't think 9-9 is going to cut it, especially when they started out. And they had almost nearly a similar start last year. I think they went 1-6, something like that. So, I don't know. I don't know. Depending on whether it was last year or this year, this coaching staff with two different rosters between last year and this year, they have to figure it out. Something has to start clicking. It doesn't matter. It don't matter what it is now. Something has to start clicking with this team. So we'll find out. Obviously, starting tomorrow night, can K-State knock off UCF? They got to get a win somewhere, somehow. Get a victory underneath your belt. Get some confidence going. Start moving in the right direction. Somehow. We'll see you tomorrow night. Pro Punch Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where our podcasts are found free and available daily, or have a chance to record Kansas State content coming at you daily. Yes, keyword in that, daily. Appreciate y'all for your support for this podcast. I cannot believe we're sitting here continuing to talk, yapping away about K-State sports to you guys. Obviously, I'm a K-State alum, so there's that. There's that big reason there, but passionate about K-State sports, and you guys continue to listen every day, no matter what episode it is. And right now, currently, this K-State team needs to desperately turn things around in Big 12 play. That's the way it is there as well. And, of course, make sure you tell a fellow K-State fan about the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. It's Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another men's basketball Big 12 shoot-around edition right here on the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Gets.